This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend.
Friends, we are. There's a certain friendliness to the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Kara, let's play the theme. It's sort of a friendly theme. Mary Tyler Moore.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around.
Passed away yesterday. I don't know if I'm dropping that on somebody for the first time. It may be. And no, the first time I saw it, I was doing some research yesterday afternoon on another page and another website, and it popped up. I looked at it, and I thought it was almost looked like an ad for something, but then realized that at the age of 80, what I didn't realize was that she had she'd been sick most of her adult life, whether people knew that or not. She had type 1 diabetes since she was 30 years old. And she had, remember the publicity that came, I almost had forgotten this, she had brain surgery in 2011, had a benign brain tumor. A lot of people thought it was the end of the line for her, and it wasn't. She said, I'm going to make it, I'm going to keep going, and she did. She was she lived in Connecticut most of her life. The show was taped in part in New York and in Los Angeles. I say the show because the Mary Tyler Moore Show was the show that sort of coagulated her career, although she had lots of other programs and lots of other. She had started a production company that made her fabulously wealthy, and so from that. Dick Van Dyke, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Bob Newhart Show, Hill Street Blues, Cheers. Most people don't realize that was, she was part of the brains behind all of that. So she had been married to a doctor named Robert Levine. She had, besides being a producer, had been very active in the juvenile diabetes research world. Raised tons of money, millions, tens of millions of dollars, because that's where her, the passion of trying to deal with what you had as a child, dealing with your childhood, oftentimes propels people into their present and into the future. If you haven't seen the movie Lion yet, you understand. If you have seen it, you understand why I'm making the reference. If you haven't seen it, you probably ought to see it, because you'd find it to be quite a compelling story, and it's a real story. And so is the story, the Mary Tyler Moore story of working behind the scenes, although I guess a lot of people must have known because of her work. She made it clear that's why she was doing it. She started her own program in 1970, Mary Richards. That would have been a good trivia question, right? All right, so Kara Schilling at the controls. I'm Doug Steffen, 11 after the hour. The resume of Mary Tyler Moore, how much of it do you as a millennial know? How much do you know about Mary Tyler Moore and her television roles?
Well, it's interesting because I feel like Mary Tyler Moore, the name is iconic, and I think everyone knows that name. But, you know, I never really watched at least the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I mean, it's from some of the other credits that she has. I mean, I watched Cheers a bit. I'm sure I've seen a few episodes of the Bob Newhart Show, but...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody knows Dick Van Dyke as well, but it's
right.
Just, you know, I think because it was a bit before my era, there's just so much other stuff on TV that, you know, if you miss it, then you kind of miss it. You don't really, I mean, do they have replays of this show on, kind of like they have I Love Lucy and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. There are lots of, on those, what is it, Ion Television, I'm not sure that, there's MeTV, there is Cozy. There are networks like that that focus on the television shows from the 60s, 70s, 80s to a point. Shows like that one and Hunter and all of the dramas that were around then. The Wild Wild West, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. She really was a very interesting person. She was in a movie called Ordinary People with Kiefer Sutherland's father, Donald, who was before Kiefer, the Sutherland everybody knew about and talked about. He's still at it. About the same age, I think, maybe a little bit older. He said in a tweet, she was the perfect actor to work with. The performance she gave was perfect, painfully perfect. And the friendship she offered was perfect. Let's see some other social media sharings here. Ed Asner, who was her co-star on Mary Tyler Moore Show, and they were obviously friends through the rest of her life. A great lady I loved and owe so much to has left us. I will miss her. I will never be able to repay her for the blessings that she gave to me. Ellen DeGeneres wrote on her Twitter account, Mary Tyler Moore changed the world for all women. I send my love to her family. Connie Britton wrote, oh, Mary Tyler Moore, you were a true inspiration and power when I didn't know what that was. Thank you. Al Franken writes, Mary Tyler Moore will always be immortalized in Minnesota. My thoughts are with her family and her loved ones. The television show, the reason he said that, the television show took place in a TV studio, supposedly in Minnesota, Minneapolis. I throw my hat in the air for you, Mary Tyler Moore. Loved her and her spirit, says Savannah Guthrie. Let's see here. This is interesting. Joshua Molina writes, rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore. She turned the world on with her talent. Marley Matlin, who was the lady who cannot speak but is a successful actress, TV icon Mary Tyler Moore passed. She broke through our TV screens and showed that a powerful woman can be funny. George Takei, she turned the world on with her smile. Carl Reiner was really responsible. I don't know how many people know this. Carl Reiner, Rob Reiner's father, isn't it interesting I identify him that way? Because he was first and very successful as a creator of a lot of television shows. She started her career as a dancer in television commercials. And then Carl Reiner, who put the Dick Van Dyke Show together, it was the first thing he did on TV. There were 24 people who auditioned for the role of Laura Moore, and apparently Mary Tyler Moore really grabbed him, and so that's how she got started. And so Carl Reiner knew her also as well. Just kind of an interesting reality, but more to the point, how people who have, in terms of her health, how people who have this something that's a death sentence. She grows up with juvenile diabetes, becomes type 1 diabetes, and she works on it, works through it all through her life and succeeds. Most people who have this do not live to be 80. So very determined so-and-so was she. For me, she never really looked healthy to me. She always looked like she was, you know, there was something about her that was more than just Hollywood skinny, if you know what I mean. So a lot of people will be thinking up and thinking out and thinking around and having memories or two. I would imagine this would be a good conversation, Carol, for you to have with your parents, because I'm going to bet that your parents were, from how you've described, well, I haven't really described your mother too much to me, but your father, I would think that this would be the kind of a program that they would fall back to, or they would say, oh, yeah, man, this is one of the great television shows in the era when television was really growing up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure they would say the same. You know, and I was actually thinking about that. You know, you looking back, there's the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then I said something about the Dick Van Dyke Show. There were so many shows that were kind of named after people that I think were really iconic, and whether it's because those people were iconic or just because the shows were so good. And I mean, we still have shows like that now. But I think a lot of them are kind of silly.
What shows would you say now? That's a very interesting statement. What shows are now produced that make you think that they are like Mary Tyler Moore? Because I quickly went into my mind to think about an entertainment, a program that had a story that was entertaining and funny, and I don't know that I can come up with one. But I don't watch as much TV now as I did then. So what do you think?
Well, I think there are funny shows, but I don't necessarily know if there are shows that are the same as this. Like, I think... God, what's that guy's name? Kevin, I can't remember his last name. He's kind of overweight. He was on The King of Queens.
Kevin Hart.
No, not Kevin Hart. He's kind of a...
Kevin, Kevin...
I can't remember his last name. But yeah. He has his own show. A lot of comedians have those shows where it's just kind of named after them, and it's supposed to be kind of about them, but it's a character that they're playing. But I don't really think that any of them... are going to be remembered.
Kevin James?
Yeah, Kevin James. I don't know if any of those shows are going to be remembered the same way.
No.
That
it's like music.
Show is.
Right? The music today is not memorable the way that it was in the 60s, in the 40s,
and
50s, 60s, 70s.
If it's just because there's kind of an overwhelming amount of it now. I mean, there's so many TV shows, there's so much music that, you know, it's hard to pick out. Mm. There's just an influx of it, so much of it. But I don't know. Yeah, none of them really seem to have the lasting kind of jokes or I don't know, just feeling to it that the old ones did.
It'll be the television story of the day for sure. Mary Tyler Moore passing away at the age of 80 with lots of thoughts and memories. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
And now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Of this hour, focusing on a couple of different musical stories, as we normally do here. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, has done an interview about her dad. We were just talking off the air about how white she looks, mostly because she is. Her mother was white. Debbie Rowe is her name, I think. Then there was some question as to whether or not Michael Jackson was actually her father or whether it was the doctor. Wasn't the milkman, but maybe it was the doctor. In his ballad in 1995, Michael Jackson croons, "You are not alone." But since his death in 2009, his daughter Paris has been, or at least that's what she says in this interview, she feels like she's been alone. This is an in-depth interview in the new issue of Rolling Stone. She's 18 years old, Paris is, very attractive. Seems like a sweet kid. Opens up about learning to cope with depression and then finding justice for her father's death and the legacy that he leaves. She says in the interview, they always say time heals all wounds, but it doesn't really. You just get used to it. I live life with the mentality of, okay, I lost the only thing that's ever been important to me, so going forward, anything bad that happens can't be nearly as bad as what happened before. So I can handle it that way. In the midst of prepping for his comeback, This Is It tour, Michael was found unconscious. He died in June of 2009, as you'll remember. So Paris looks back in this interview, remembers his exhaustion from rehearsals. She said, I'd tell him, let's take a nap, because he looked tired. We'd be in school, which was downstairs in the living room, because they were all homeschooled. We'd see dust falling from the ceiling, hear stomping sounds because he was rehearsing upstairs. She pointed a finger at Dr. Conrad Murray, who, as you'll recall, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for Michael's death. Ultimately, however, Paris says in the interview, she's absolutely convinced Michael was actually murdered. He would drop hints about people trying to kill him. At some point, he said, they're going to kill me one day.
Sounds like a total conspiracy theory, but all real fans and everybody in the family knows this was a setup. So that's pretty damning.
That's an interesting
stuff theory,
yeah.
It is, isn't it, huh?
I mean, I know you love a good conspiracy theory, but I don't understand that one. That's terrible. I mean, I guess you'd have to look, of course, to who would benefit from that, but his children benefited
from
his money.
Children would benefit from it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She's been through a lot, this little girl.
Yeah, she seems to, I mean, it seems like a reasonable approach to the situation, though, under the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, moving along now, Fifth Harmony changing their harmonies somewhat at the People's Choice Awards. Fifth Harmony performed new quartet formation for the first time since Camila Cabello left in December. Much has been made of the circumstances of the departure, but from a purely musical standpoint, what happens when a five-member group becomes four?
Well, it's interesting. I know, Doug, you have some history with choirs and musical groups, right? Were you in a position where you guys had to figure out harmonies and things like that?
Yes.
So
yeah, and
you
it depends on the voices. It's who's there.
Right.
That's how you do it. I mean, you look at any of these rock groups, the pop groups from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this after I saw the Four Tops and the Temptations. They've only one member of each of those groups is still alive, and they just don't sound the same.
Yeah.
Take them away, and the thing changes. So it's not Fifth Harmony at all. And either they put somebody new in named Taylor Hanson, doesn't make any difference. Right?
Yeah, they need new song structure, I guess.
Yeah, well, if they're going to stay successful, they will. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right. Those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
No practicing here. We're ready to go because we are prepared. We being me, Doug Steffen, on Good Day with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is an hour a lot of people I hear from like listening to me think about. I'm doing a little vetting. That's what it is, sort of V-E-T-T-I-N-G. A lot of people say, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't say it. Or and that's the idea. The object is to get people to think. Haven't talked any at all in this hour about Donald Trump. I suppose in this hour it gives me more of a chance to sort of light up myself here with several things. I'll pick 3 or 4. It's a whole new era, by the way. This is, we all know, this is like the old Wild West, because you don't really know what to believe. There's so much animosity aimed at Donald Trump. He was interviewed for the first time, and the interview appeared last night on ABC's Nightly News. And one of the things he talked about was waterboarding. You know, they're trying to get him into a corner as much as they can, most of these people, to either embarrass himself or get people all worked up. The president yesterday threatened federal intervention in Chicago if they do not, in the Windy City, do more to address all that violent crime there. I think this is appropriate. I'm going to go through some things that I think are appropriate. Okay? You can agree, disagree, feel free to take a shot at me. Doug at DougStephan.com gets to me quickest. The violence in Chicago is unacceptable. I say that. People in Chicago say that. People in Illinois say that. People who are thinking about it didn't seem to bother the last group that was in there, but they were from Chicago. So he talked a lot about this during the presidential campaign, if you remember. What he said, I believe, is something close to, if Chicago doesn't fix the carnage going on with all the killings, I'm going to send in the feds. I think this was a Twitter post, actually. If you were watching the O'Reilly Factor the other night, there was a segment in which O'Reilly explored whether and how the federal government could intervene in combating violent crime by having federal authorities prosecute some cases, or maybe even bringing in the National Guard, if you think that's appropriate. I think we're somehow or other fixing the problem. Well, too bad they don't have very good leadership there, apparently. Otherwise, I think the problem would be addressed perhaps better. Also, a number of executive orders yesterday restricting immigration from Syria and some other Middle Eastern countries. Another one of the orders blocking visas from being issued to Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, the Sudan, and Yemen. Restrictions include a temporary ban on admitting refugees from countries until the State Department, and the Department of Homeland Security figure out how to increase the vetting of them. And the executive order directing federal funds be shifted toward building a wall. The president of Mexico said, "I regret and reject the plan for the border wall." So what are you doing about it, pal? We don't like, even if you said okay to all of the immigrants that sooner or later would be okay to have here, but then you look at all the drugs that come across the border, all the murder, all the mayhem that's a result of what's coming, it's just not right. Excuse me. So there's that. And then there's the focus. Excuse me. Wow. I don't want to choke on my words here. The fact that the president said he's going to double down on his commitment to keep illegal immigrants out of the country and to focus on the sanctuary cities, because blocking federal funding to cities and states that willfully shield undocumented immigrants is part of the order list that he signed yesterday. He said, quote, "The American people no longer going to have to be forced to subsidize this disregard of our laws." I'm with him on that. Some of these sanctuary cities, I was listening to an analysis this last night here in Los Angeles. The host was looking at the numbers, and 25% of the amount of money spent to run the state of California comes from federal funds. So if Trump does what he says he's going to do, then that would be the end of one-fourth of all the money that gets spent for whatever it is here in California. So I would think somebody would be paying attention to that. I would be if I were an elected official. But there's Mayor Blasio in New York says, "I will defend all the people regardless of where they come from." Well, that's okay. If you're here legally, that's fine. I think that ought to be the battle cry. But why would you stick your neck out politically? I know that with some it's popular, but why is it popular? Why do you want to allow people that are here illegally to be here? It's so easy. Well, it's moderately easy, but it's been done for so long. Why just not let them apply and go through the process? That's all. I think that's all anybody's asking. Come into the country appropriately and do your thing, but do it legally. So let's see, what else did Donald Trump do yesterday? There's a suggestion during this hiring freeze conversation across the board in the executive branch that it may not be good for Veterans Affairs. Well, I think if we had good leadership, there's a place to drain the swamp. But the other side of it is good management looks at the hospitals that are run well, and many of the veterans hospitals are run well, but many of them are just horrible. Here's the story behind the story.
President Donald Trump ordered a hiring freeze across the board in the executive branch. That includes the Department of Veterans Affairs. It could be bad news for the already short-staffed department. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer confirmed that the VA is part of the freeze. He said it pushes the pause button on hiring until the Trump administration puts together a plan to fix the agency's, quote, broken system.
The VA in particular, if you look at the problems that have plagued people, hiring more people isn't the answer. It's hiring the right people.
But the VA has been trying to hire 2,000 new employees to help clear up appointment backlogs and improve care for veterans. The agency's acting secretary, Robert Snyder, says he wants to hire anyone the department, quote, deems necessary for public safety. And based on wording in Trump's memorandum, that's allowed. David Shulkin, Trump's pick to succeed Snyder, told USA Today one of his biggest priorities is to get the VA fully staffed.
Okay, so here's the rub on this. Yes, the hiring freeze should not apply to the Veterans Administration, but what should happen is that the people who are there, is it just that there aren't enough, or is it a combination of there not being enough good people and having too many bad people? So drain the swamp from the Veterans Affairs Department and put in people to replace them that are good, pay them well, and get enough of the right people in there. It's all just management. It really is. That's all it is. All right, so let's see what else happened in Washington yesterday. People protesting Shia LaBeouf. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kara?
Yeah, close enough.
Sure. He got arrested.
Really, in D.C.?
Yeah. Having a protest. And the people looking at the White House Wednesday noticed there was a crane nearby with a banner that read, "Resist." And it came from Greenpeace. Here's that story.
Seven Greenpeace activists climbed a crane near the White House Wednesday morning to defy the Trump administration.
If this system is broken, it's our responsibility to fix it. And that's why we're out here today.
The protesters unfurled a large yellow banner that said "Resist." It could be seen hanging over the White House. In social media posts made from atop the crane, the climbers spoke out about a variety of President Donald Trump's policies, including the use of nuclear weapons and immigration. Streets around the crane were closed as emergency crews tried to get the activists down. The Washington, D.C. Police Department tweeted, "While we respect everyone's right to protest, today's actions are extremely dangerous and unlawful."
Okay. Shia LaBeouf was arrested in New York. Sorry, I said Washington, but it was in New York. So there's so much animosity and anger. I've never seen anything like this in my life. There were a lot of people who were upset about various things when Ronald Reagan became president. Interesting that the protests take place more when there's a Republican in office than Democrat. Is that because the Democrats are better organized? Republicans don't? I'm thinking back to when Bill Clinton was president, Barack Obama, but they didn't. People say, "Well, they didn't do the kind of stuff that Trump's doing." Well, maybe they should have. And maybe if there could have been a little more reaction, a little more resistance, one way or another. Just thinking, 44 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
All right, here's a cute story. John Elway was riding a cab in, I think it was Washington. I'm not sure exactly where the cab ride took place. And he was in the back seat with his wife. A friend was up front next to the cab driver, whose name was Sam, who was in Steelers gear. The friend and Elway's wife started talking football, and here is the result of the conversation.
Number one was Elway, but why was he number one in your mind?
He's a great quarterback. And then let's see. And then the second would pick would be I'm going to be fair.
But you did number one.
I'm not speaking of still a fan. I'm thinking being frank.
In general.
So I have to put Tom Brady in there. Even though I can't stand him, but look at the stats. Tom Brady. Then I would have to put. I would have to put Ben Roethlisberger in there. Okay, that's a top three.
So back again.
So would you know John Elway if you saw him?
Oh, yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you
look
turn around?
Look at that guy right there.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. John Elway.
How you doing, sir?
Damn. Can we get out? Can we take a picture together, man?
Absolutely.
You got to take your shades off.
Oh, you got it.
Isn't that great?
I always wonder what it would be like to be a cab driver. I imagine the act itself is probably not that great, but they must get
in
so many
in a city like New York or L.A., it would be fabulous. Oh, sure. Oh, you never know who's going to jump into your cab. So this has gone viral with over a million views. His wife, Elway's wife, was swimming, obviously, filming the exchange in the backseat of the cab. And they had the conversation. It's really, I think, that's the kind of stuff that warms people up. Isn't it? I mean, I'm not a football guy, as you well know, anybody who listens to me with regularity. I don't really give a doggone about football, but Elway always seemed like a pretty decent guy from what I've heard about him. And to listen to that, it's just fun to hear people get excited, right? The cab driver's all excited. Elway's number one ahead of Tom Brady. And don't play this too much in Boston, otherwise you'll be fine. All right, it's 10 before the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work,
Play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We have pet time, 53 past the hour. When I say pet time, it's not any pet time. Time for our pet person. It's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, who's here with advice for those of you who have animals that may be in the hospital. Victoria's got a story along that line. How is your dog being affected by the wintertime? Seasonal adjusted disorder or affected disorder, does it do your pets in some cases, perhaps? We'll get the details behind that in just a moment with Warren Eckstein here.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves your home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time now for a check on what's going on with your pet. You got problems? Warren is the man to ask. You can call in his pet show every weekend. You can go to petshow.com, find out where the stations are and what time he's on the air. I saw this and I thought of you, this story of Lucky the Kitten from Benton City, Washington. And the name is very apt, frankly. Young kitten traveled 200 miles from Benton City to Seattle, tucked into a tiny space inside the front bumper of Becky Pendle's Honda Civic. Pendle didn't know that this cat was there until she had started the trip, and when she stopped at the end of the day, she heard the cat screaming. She reached underneath the bumper, pulled out Lucky. Lucky was lucky. Healthy, everything was okay. Imagine, though, a little cat riding in the bumper of the car for 200 and some odd miles.
You know, that's interesting, and we hear this story more frequently than you would think. Very often I tell people on the show that when you get up in the morning, if it's a cold morning outside, for example, I'm in Sedona now, it's snowing, before I actually start my car, I will kick it. I'll kick the tires, I'll kick underneath, just to make sure there's not a raccoon or a stray kitten or a baby coyote, whatever. Always in the colder weather, it's a good idea, because especially if you came home in the evening, your car engine is warm, and they look for that warmth to cuddle up in, and they don't realize it when you go to start it, so make sure you tap on the hood and make sure there's no animals before you start your car if it's cold.
Mm-hmm. All right, good advice. All right, so let's, speaking of advice, talk about seasonal adjusted disorder and how it affects our pets.
Yeah, you know, people think that only things affect them, but things like the winter blues affect their pets at the same time. For example, this time of year, a lot of dogs have increased appetite or reluctance to go outside, low mood, low energy, like people do, especially in the cities, because people tend to walk their dogs more in the cities rather than let them in the yard, and as the weather gets colder, the walks get shorter. So I always advise people to make sure there's a lot of mental stimulation. You can always do monkey in the middle in the hallways, go up and down staircase sprints. Just make sure you keep your pets mentally and physically really active. Otherwise, what happens, they become depressed. And as with people, depression, like seasonal affective disorder, can lead to other problems as well. So keep them mentally and physically stimulated, no matter how cold it is.
All right. So Victoria's dog is in the hospital, the veterinary hospital, after having had dental surgery. Fairly old, but seems to have gotten through it all right. What do you recommend? I don't know, Victoria, you got a specific question. The dog seems to be doing okay, though, right?
He's groggy. He's on pain meds now, but he's home. Yeah, he had a pretty intensive dental surgery. He's a Chihuahua, and he'll be 14 in 3 months. So we were nervous about putting him under, and it's been a month of pre-testing because he has a heart condition. So, but he is doing okay now, and he's missing a lot of teeth. But that one question I did have, actually, Warren.
Now, first of all, Chihuahuas with teeth problems are important. It's important to keep them checked. And teeth problems, I'm glad you did it. And nowadays, with the modern anesthesia, it's not nearly as dangerous as it was in the past. So if you have a dog and they're scratching at their mouth, have it checked. Get the teeth taken, because tooth disease can lead to a lot of other things, including death, if the infection goes throughout the bloodstream.
All right.
But he did good. Knock on wood. I'm smiling.
Yes.
Yeah,
thanks.
Good for him. Yeah. Well, it was something that was on your mind last couple of days for sure, if not longer. So it's good. Oh, what's the dog's name?
Cooper.
Cooper!
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.